daf hey medalef ahu raye dav moschele kol yoyme chiyuse besadi. There was a raye that every day when they gave him over the behemoth to watch, they gave him, it was given over in front of Edom, who knew the exact amount, how many behemoths were given over to him. And we'll see in Tosfos, and it was spoken out that it has to be returned also with Edom to prove that you returned it. One day they gave him over the behemoths without Edom. L'soif amalahu, so that day that there was no proof that he had received the behemoths to watch that day. I never got behemoths this day. Osu sadi asidu beida ochel tarti minayu. So there were Edom that came and said Edis. They were unaware about if he gave over the behemoths, but two Edom saw that two of the behemoths of the Balaam were eaten by this Roya. So Kaponim, he owes two behemoths. He ate them up. Omar Rabzeire Misel Drabchia Kamaise, if we hold like the first Rabchia, that there's a Shvua de Raise by Ados Edom, is Mishtabe Ashara. So he'll swear on the rest. He says, if the Bala Chayuse is tiny, he gave him over today all the behemoths. Let's say he gave him over 20 behemoths each day. So he gave him over that day also 20 behemoths. I have Edom vel Kaponim, two behemoths he had eaten up. So according to Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, he'll have to swear on the 18 behemoths. Omar le'yabaye, so Rabbaye et Rab Zeire im Isa Mishtabe, if we hold like Rab Chiya, he's going to swear, v'gazlan hu, he's a gazlan. A gazlan can't swear. Gazlan doesn't swear. So what are you saying im Isa? So two Edom were made that he stole two behemoths. He ate up two behemoths. He's a gazlan. Omalei, so Rab Zeire said, Shekinegdoi Kamino. I don't mean that he personally should swear, but that's 100% true. A gazlan doesn't swear. But the loch is, by a gazlan, that the Teveya swears, Ashvuas Hanoitlim, the Teveya swears and takes. So that's what I mean. According, he says he's a gazlan, he can't swear, but the Kenegdoi, the Teveya, will swear that he gave him over the 18, will swear that he gave him over the 18 behemoths. So the Gemara says, Ashta Nami Delesel Drabchia. Now, even though we don't paskin like Drabchia, Nechaive Midarav Nachman, let him swear Al Kaponim Ashvuas Hesses. Gisnan monali biyotcho, if someone is teveya mona, ein lecho biyodi, and the nitva is kaifa, potter to pay, v'amarav Nachman mashpia noisoi shvuas heses, but Rav Nachman said that midarabonon he has to swear. So lechere, so even though there's no shvuah the Raisa of Rab Chiya, but Al Koponim, I feel we don't hold like Rab Chiya, but the Lamaisa, there's a Chiyiv Shvuas Hesses, a Kaifah Hakel is also Mechuyiv to swear. So Lechayra, there should be Yadin of Kenegde Nishba V'Neutel. So why was the whole thing based in Misal of Rab Chiya, plus Lesal of Rab Chiya, there'll also be Yadin of Kenegdoi Nishba Benoito. So the Gemara says that Rav Nachman Takanti, Ashvuas Eses is a Takone, V'Takante L'Takante Loi Avdine, to be Misaken, a Takone of Kenegdoi Nishba Benoito, And a shvua da rabbonon, that we don't say. Fragt die Gemara, v'teipek lei dahavi lei roye. Why, when Abaye asked Akasha and Rab Zeire, Rab Zeire said, "Misel Rab Chiya Kamaise Mishtabe Ashaira." So Abaye asked Rab Zeire, "How could he swear he's a gazlan?" So why did Abaye? Because to Edim said Edis that he ate up two of the behemoths. So the Gemara asked, "Why did Abaye have to ask because of this protistic Kamaise that they made that he ate up two of the behemoths?" Have a lay roye, he's a roye, va'omar Rabbi Yude, stam roye, posel. A roye is posel for Eidus, is posel to swear. So a mele, so lechere, I feel on this mice, on the mice that is to aid him that a mayor that he ate up the behemoth, he's a gazlan alts roye. He's a professional gazlan. Stamroy apostle, Solomon says, Loikasha, Hodi day, Hoda alma. That what a roye is a gazlan, and the gzailas, cause he's mare besode sachere, that is dafke, by his behemoth. If he's a roye on his behemoth, so he will be mare the behemoths in other fields, tam roye is posel, or the alma, but if he's a roye for others, then he will not be mare the behemoths in someone else's field. The eloi taima hoche, if you will not differentiate between a roye on his own behemoths and a roye on someone else's behemoths, anan chiyusa la roye hechi masrina, how can we give over behemoths to a roye? Foksiv lifnei ivel esitein michshel. That means we machshel the roye because he's going to be marred the behemoths besode isacher. Elachazokin odom choytei v'loyloy. So al kochoch, the teretz is because ein odom choytei v'loyloy. A roye for acherim, why should, he's not gaining any benefit from this. So he's not deriving benefit, so he'll wait till he comes to have kedike makaymus, we can be roye the behemoth. By his own behemoth, there it seems he can derive benefit from being mar the behemoth, besodis acherim, so there it is, a roye is becheskas posel. Let us see Rashi, im Yisra l'drab chiyya, im haloche kemoysa. So then the roya will have to swim on the rest of the behemoths. So Abaye asked, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asked, im Yisra l'drab chiyya, mishtaba hai bitmiya, if we paskin like drab chiyya, he'll swear, v'gazlanu. When did Rab Chiya say that there's a shvua b'milve that is the mutikam mishtamet? Inami b'fikodin shloi sholach b'yad, he wasn't sholach yad, v'ovad mimenu, as he's a shemel socho, wasn't sholach yad. V'ovad mimenu, nischayev an aveide, so there he swears, because he got lost, he says, there he's not choshut, the steel could be, he wants to be mishtamit till he'll find it again. let us say again the Rashi. V'chiyama Rav Chiya b'milve. Rav Chiya said his din by milve that someone is teveya a milve from a loive, and he says la'adam. Inami b'pikodin shloi sholach boyad v'ovad mimenu. So here Rashi is speaking about, here there were two pikdoines Rashi is speaking about, and in Yen is money, two pikdoines, and he says Ladam, and one of the pikdoines, Adim say they know claw that he gave over to him. That's what Rashi wants. We have a case of Rav Chiya Kamaise by Pekodin. A case of Rav Chiya Kamaise by Pekodin is as follows. That someone says, I gave you two Pekodinus. And he says, you never gave me anything. You never gave me anything. Fine. So it's a Kaifa Hakko. Now Adam come and say, one pekodin we know claw he gave to him. One pekodin we saw claw he gave to him. So Memele, so in that case, but he said la dam on everything. So it could be Shalei Sholach Boyad. Lemaise, he's not a gazlin. He wasn't Shalei Yad. Va'ovad mimenu, it got lost from him. And so why did he say la dam? Because he's a shemesoch, he's chayev to pay. It got lost to him, so if he says the guy will say the truth, he'll have to pay. Tvali doesn't have any money to pay, so he says, Lada. So in that case, by two pikdoines, and there, Rav Chiya can be speaking about pikdoin also. Rav Chiya is speaking about pikdoin that Yen is money two pikdoines, and he's makrish everything. He is saying that, he's saying, you never gave me any pekodin. And Adam say he gave one pekodin. So on that pekodin could be, he's not a gazlin. Could be taki, he lost it. He's mechuyev to pay. He wasn't shelech yad. He lost it. He's mechuyev to pay. He doesn't have any money to pay. So that's why he's makrish. But there, he's not a gazlin. But over here, two Adam say he ate up the behemoth. So if he ate up the behemoth, so my male is a gazlan, so how can he swear? So Rabbi Zeira said, L'chshenek de kamine, im shvua metelis olof, if you have a gazlan that's mechuyif to swear, nishba shekenek de v'neutel, so the teveya swears and takes a shvua sanoitlam. Kedemrinim b'shvuas, shachoshud ala shvuaim, Tikno chachomim shekenegdoi nishba, that the teveya swears and takes. So the Gemara asks, hashte nami ki lesele d'Rav Chiya, we don't hold like Rav Chiya, ve'ein kan heidoa b'miktas, so it's not considered a moide b'miktas, because we don't hold like Rav Chiya, nechai ve'ishvuas eses mid'Rav Nachman, he's a kofa hakel. So let him swear shvuas eses mid'Rav Nachman. And since he's a gazlan, v'yishba shekenegdoi v'yitel, so let the teveya swear. Heses, shvue sheisiso chachomim lekach, la'siso elohidis. Chazal wanted to press him to be meide. V'taymen beforesh b'shvuiz, chazokein odam toyin elim kein yeshloi b'yodoi. Why were they misakin a shvuas heses? Because I have a chazoke on the teveya, al kaponim idarabonam, that the shtikul biro, that the teveya is right. Because, chazoke nenodm toim in kain yeshloi biyodoi. I'd just like to mention a shtikul ha'ore. We had mentioned on Daf Gimel, the Beis Halevi, mentions a svara as follows. He says Pshat and Tosfos, but the other just mentioned the svara. Chazaka in Odom Tayin Elim Kein Yeshlei Biyodoi means as follows. That if Reuben comes over to Shimon, and Reuben tells Shimon, no, you owe me $100. Shimon says, no, it's a lie, I never borrowed anything from you. So
So if it's taken the way Shimon says, so what, Reuven, the last thing, if Reuven wants to steal 100 talos from him, the last thing you do is to go to Bezdin and to mon him 100 talos. That's not how you steal 100 talos. If he's teveya him 100 talos, mistameh, it's true. Chazok in Odom toyim, ela im kein yeshlei biyodei. Fine. But the Beis Halevi brings down a svore. But what is, this chazaka is only applicable by a kaifa hakam. That means, if it's the way the nitva says, I don't know you anything, so why is he coming to mon for you 100 talos? Person wouldn't do that if he wants to steal. But by a moide b'miktzis, the Beis Halevi says, there I don't have this chazaka. That means like this, if, let's say, the nitva owes him $5, he comes a month $10, so he owes him $5. So Lemaise, so he wants a little bit more. I mean, if I'm owning it, better, you might as well get some profit on the deal. So the Beis Halevi says the Chazoke in Adam Teveya Elim Kein Yeshloi was only said by a Kaifa Hakel. By a Moide B'mitzas, you don't have this Chazoke. The reason he's Teveya, because he owes him something. The number, he added on a little more. He wants to make some profit on the deal. That's how the Beis Halevi brings from the Lechem Mishnah. So the Chazaka we don't have. So here, Ashtikol Ha'orim, and our Sugya, the Gemara says, well, he has to swear Midarav Nachman, als Chazaka in order to be him Ken Yeshloi. In the case of our Gemara, he owed him already for two behemoths for sure. Adam said he ate up two behemoths. So two behemoths, Izicha owes him. So now he's mourning more behemoths, so here you don't have the chazaka in Adam Tevehim Ken Yeshla, because he owes them too, so he's voice him another 18. I mean, he has a right to mourn, so he's mourning more. So Shtikol Ha'orim, I mean, Rashi says the whole, the Gemara and Shua says this, the whole reason of Shua says this is Geva Chazoke. L'chayre, if he owes a little bit, we don't have this Chazoke anymore. Al Kaponim, the Gemara asked this question, so why, I feel a lesser leader of Chiyim, left this way, be the Rav Nachman, Shua says this. Gemara says, the Rav Nachman takanti, da mi the Reise, loy Romi, Shua loy. He's not mechuyiv to swear. Takante, the Shenegda, Yishba, Vyito, Davinami Takante, that the Teveya should swear, this is also what the Kod. The Minatoire, Mish Olav, Lushalem, or Yishba, Vyivta, Minatashlum, Minatoire, the whole concept of Shu was only said, a Nitva swears in his potter, Vain, Nishba, Venoito, Minatoire. There's no such concept that a person could be gave a moment through a Shuwe. Voice and I'm knowing be shvuis takonas chachamime. Lo shvu der reise over the rabbono takanta, avo takanta, li takanta, lo yavdino. But to make a takona of kenegdoi nishba v'noitul, and a shvu der rabbono, that's the shvu says, is that they never make. So the Gemara is very good, so the Gemara is saying, that means, so that way the whole Shtikhtayra went, if we hold like Rav Chiya, so there's a shvur, the Yeraizda of the Seidim. So then, he would have to swear, that there would be a din that the Tevei could swear, Nishba Kenegde Vinoito. But if we don't hold like Rav Chiya, so that's true, there's a shvur, the Rabbonim, the shvur says this, but of the shvur, the Rabbonim, there will not be a din of Kenegde Nishba Vinoito. So the Gemara says, "V'teipik le'tahave le'roye adabaye kometamen." The Gemara is now asking a kasha on Abaye. Abaye is the kasha on Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, "If we hold like Rab Chiya, we have to swear a shvur al tador seidim." So Abaye asked, "Swear? How could he swear? It's a gazlan to wait them so how he ate two behemoths." So the Gemara asked, "Adabaye kometamen the kashle v'gazlanum." But they played the Belavak Zeila Apostle Lishvu. What if the Espos, in this case, I have to wait them saying that he stole, every roi is a gazlan. The Omar of Yehuda, stam roi, afilu lehu ad olav she gozla, afilu, there's no edis pachlal that he stole, posa le edis, the stomei gazlanu, stomei he's a gazlan, shemare behimoysov besodoi shalacherim, he's mare the behemoth besodoi shalacherim. I'd like to mention a shtikul ha'orev, which Rashi says that a roye is a gazlan because he's mare behimoiso besodoish shalachera. He takes his behemoth, besodoish shalachera. So lechere, he didn't do anything. He just let his behemoth be roye and so they sachere. That's a good thing. I didn't know about shame. Shame. It's his behemoth, his mechuyib al shein, al shein. Fine. So, there's a chiyiv tashlumen. That's true. You have to pay. But, mehechi teitzi becomes a gazlan. If that means if a person, there's dalad ovis nezikin, asher v'abir v'amava v'hevel. There's responsibility. A bailam on the behemoth is responsible to see that to watch it, shmiros nalecha, the zachiyiv shmire. So memele, so if the zachiyiv shmire, so the zachiyiv shmire, so memele, yimachuyiv to pay. If I would not shame my behemoth, so, this is surim also are the same over Bahafta Lariacha Kamoiche or the same over Abashabas Abeide. I mean this is surim for not watching the behemoth. But you're not a gazlan. You're not a gazlan. Rashi says he's a gazlan, Shemare Bay Moisov Besodai Shalachirim. I mean he's not a gazlan. There's a Rabbeinu Chananu in Masechta Sanhedrin. Rabbeinu Chananu in Masechta Sanhedrin says as follows. Why is a roye a gazlan? So the Rabbeinu Chananu says, the chozalu, the shoklu min hazroim shebesodes b'nei odom, v'shodu kamei behem tayu. Rabbeinu Chananu Sanhedrin says another word. That they take tvua from someone else's field, they tear it out, they give it to the behemoths. Fine, so there. So then they gazlonim take it. Then they gazlonim. That's what the Rayim used to do. They didn't schlep the behemoths into the field. They used to go into Yenim's field, tear out tvua, and give it to the behemoths. So that's a gazlon. That's a gazlon. But Rashi says that the gzeila is, Roya oison besodeis achereis. So lachereis is chayif to pay, but okay, you don't become a gazlan. Don't become a gazlan. I'd like just to mention one nekuda. There's a machlekes in Baba Kama, the Rajba and Tosfos, hamamid behemes chaveiroi al komas chaveiroi yachayif. I mean, someone took Shimon's behemet, and he brought the behemoth al komas chaver, that is behemoth. So you chayiv to pay, So there's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba, why you chayiv to pay? I didn't do anything, but I brought the behemoth to the common. I told the behemoth, guten appetit, and the behemoth got the message, and that was the end of the common. So you chayiv to pay. So there's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos says the chayiv is al shein. The Chiddush is, even though it's not my behemoth, but since I was a mesaviv, a mazik of shein, it's kilu was my behemoth. So just like if my behemoth eats, I'm a chuyiv to pay for the hezek, so if I made that a hezek of shein should come out through Yenim's behemoth, I'm also a chuyiv to pay. So according to Tosfos, Afilu will say it's mamet, the behemoth and the comer, so it's also a shame. So it's right to shame. So it's also not a gazlan. It's only a chiyuv tashlumim, but it's not a gazlan. The Rashba says it's Odom HaMazik. The Rashba says over there it's Odom HaMazik. Now, Odom HaMazik is a machloikis HaMazik. If a person goes and goes into Yenim's field and is mazik the tefua, he's a mazik, he didn't take anything for himself, he's a mazik, is a machloikis HaPoitzkim of his posolaitis. Other poitzkim hold that a gazel is posolaitis, if he takes for himself, then he's posolaitis. A mazik is not posolaitis. Not as all the mazik is posolaitis. Machloikis HaPoitzkim. So if you hold, so according to, as Apilu will say, according to the Rashba, that it's other mazik, but the Gemara now, he's not getting anything for himself. The Gemara, the Avamina held, it's Yenim's behemoth. Gemara's Machadish in the Ter, it's Aroye. It's different to Yenim's behemoth and Zol's behemoth. The Gemara, the Avamina held that Yenim's behemoth, his behemoth could be, it's called Arosha the Chomas, because he's deriving benefit from it. His behemoths are getting fed. But Yenim's behemoth is Zicha only a mazik. So we have to know why he's a gazlon, loy rebotzi. So al kaponim. So the Gemara said so. So why did Abaye have to ask he's a gazlon? Typically, that he's a roya. The roya is postulated. So the Gemara says, when is the roya postulated? The day roya bei mishalei postul. The shvil hanosay roya yisam besodas acheres. This he does for his own benefit. So we'll do it. For someone else, he won't do such a thing. So he's not possible. So he waits till he comes to the Hefkedek Emira. You won't say the loyem rinan loy behemis talma shul gazlan. You won't say, if you won't say this, Zanan chiyusa l'raya heicha maschinen. So al kolchoch is a raya that a raya behemis acherim is not choshud lahareis the behemis besodis acherim some emele. So that's why when Abaye asked the kashem, Abaye asked only because it was a gazel, not al tzroya, because a raya behemis acherim is not a gazel. Let us see Toisvis, Moschi Lei Besadi. The Toisvis, Umayri, the Omri Lei, Al Tarzer, Elo Be'edim. Now Toisvis says that when he gave over, this person, the Zikr, the Baal HaBehemis, did not trust the Roya. And therefore when he gave over the Behemis, there were Edom there that saw how he gave him over each day. So Toisvis says, that what he gave over is not a complete insurance that he'll get it back. He can give it over with Edom, and then later he'll come to the Rei. The Rei says, "Doc, you gave it over to me 100%, but I gave it back to you already." No, it's speaking about Omri Le Al Tachze El Edom. He gave it over with Edom, and he had proof that he gave it over X amount of Edom, and Bishas he gave it over. He told them they have to be returned with Edom. So then the Rei is not meant to say, Erzarti, the imlay came, a kaimulot, a malvas, chavere beidim, and tzorich lepoire beidim. Some of them you lend with Edom, not mechuyif to pay back. So what did this Balaam accomplish by giving it over beidim? The person say, sure, you gave it over to me. They gave it back to you 2 hours ago. What do you want? So Kochach, that was the case, that he told them, you have to return them also beidim. Now, Rab Zeira said, if we paskin like Rab Chiyah, we'll have to swear a shayra. Nire, so Tosfos says, the halacha ki Rab Chiyah, we paskin like Rab Chiyah. That means, even though the Gemara says, im isa lid Rab Chiyah, it seems like he didn't know, there is a machlokes, but Tosfos says, good, but la halacha we paskin like Rab Chiyah. The Lael Muki Lo Kerabon and the Gamliel the Loche Kebosayu. That the Gemara before we had a Machloikis Abuah the Rab Abturiki with Rab Chiya. Abuah the Rab Abturiki said there's two miyutim. Sheyoyimar ki hu ze. Yehu is telling us the Moedah B'mitzvah is chayav to swear, and Zeh is telling us that Ados Eidim is potter to swear. That was Abu the Rav Abtariki. Rav Chiya said, Zeh is coming to tell us that Tonochit the Moedah B'sayrim is potter. So Memele, so it comes out, if you hold like Rav Chiya, we hold Tonochit the Moedah B'sayrim is potter. We hold like Rabbi Abu and the Rabbi Abtariki, we hold on the Chit Moedle Meserim is Chayim. That's what was Mabu in the previous Gemara. So Taisve said, Nire da Alokhe ke Rabbi Chiyah, the Lael Mukilo ke Rabbonan the Rabbi Gamliel, because before we said Rabbi Chiyah holds like the Rabbonan of Rabbi Gamliel, that on the Chit Moedle Meserim is Potter, the Alokhe ke Bosai, we paskin like them, that on the Chit Moedle Meserim is Potter. So it's a stomach de gemore that holds that tonachit moidle beseirem is potter. Vechain tzavri ravishmu bepek shivus adayonim. So Memeila Taisha says, so even though the Gemara said a very edle loshen im isole the Rabbi, but yeah, we had a machloikis, so the Gemara did not want to assume with a behiris we paskin like Rabbi, but Lalocha was zicha paskin like Rabbi. Aval gav the koma hoche im isa, even though the Gemara says im isa. Achinami askachne perik Hamadir, we find a similar lotion in Perek Hamadir. The comma im isal is the Ravuna. If we pass the light Ravuna, domi chaylishu shetem labayon in his zaynis. So it seems the Gemara is mesupik, and we pass the light Ravuna. We don't pass the. But Perek Shnei Dainig Zeres posta keravuna. So you see, even though the Gemara could say im isal, it does not mean. That's topic if we pass can like anything mother just says im isa. Now we have here a tremendous problem. So Taisvis was just bothered with the lotion im isa. If we hold, it would seem this a shaila, if we hold like Rabbi. So Taisvis says now the im isa is an edel lotion, it's a machlokes. The mother didn't want to go into the shaila. The mother says im isa lida Rabbi. But la locha we pass can like Rabbi. They say it's a cheshbon because Rabbi Chiya holds tonachit moedle b'seirim is potter, and we also hold potter. So Mele, Tosfos says don't make an esek about the imis. So the achronim ask, but let's go further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, hash the nami the lesser lid Rabbi Chiya. Even though we don't hold like Rabbi Chiya, let us swear al Rav Nachman. So Shem Yishamayim. Here the Gemara says that the imitza was, they said was an idol illusion. Fine. But hashta nami the lesser of the Rabchiyah, the Gemara says, it seems clear we don't pass can like Rabchiyah. So the Rishash says, I'd just like to say over one mahalach from the Rishash. So he says, he brings a raya from Arosh. Taisus wasn't Geras the lesser le the Rav Chiya. These three words, Taisus wasn't Geras. And Taisus was Geras as follows. We'll see some shot. Let's just go to the Gemara. What says the Misal of the Rav Chiya, you should swear. So that's Rav Zeira said. So Abai said, he should swear. He's a Gazlan. How can he swear? So Rav Zeira said, no, I don't mean he should swear, I mean she connected. So there's a gilse, hashtinami nechaive mida Rav Nachman. This man mon li biyot, chayin lecho biyot di potter. From Rav Nachman, shpi noise shvuas heses. We're not geiris the lesser of the Rav, he would just geiris hashtinami. Now, so the Rishash wants to explain one mahalach of the Rishash in this girsa. He said like this. He said, the Gemara started off by saying, Rav Zeira said, im isa le de Rav Chiya, he'll swear, the lawyer has to swear.
So Rabbi asked him, how could he swear? He's a gazlan.
He said, no, 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 I don't mean he's showing Kenegda Kamina. Now, before this Shakla Bataya, let's just start in the beginning. Rabbi Zeira said, if we hold like Rabchia, he should swear. So Lechera, why do you have to hold like Rabchia? Let's, right now it's Takasha. Rav Nachman also holds you swear. There's a Shua says, why do we hold like Rabchia, you swear. And if you hold like Nafuli, you don't hold Rabbi, you also swear, Shua says. So that's no kasha whatsoever, because there's a difference between a shvuah deraisa and a shvuah derabbanan. A shvuah deraisa, you need a nekitas chayfet. You have to hold the sefer Torah when you swear. It's not the swear. You hold the. You need a nekitas chayfet. A shvuah derabbanan, you don't need a nekitas chayfet. Fine. So now, so the Gemara Rab Zeira was very good. Rab Zeira said in misal ad rabchia. He'll swear. So it's a shvur der Reise. He'll swear with a Nikita Schreibs. I know about Rav Nachman, but I'm talking about a shvur der Reise. If we hold like Rav Chia, he'll swear a shvur der Reise. Fine. So if I asked him, Anshuldik, he can't swear. He's a gazlan. He said, oh, yeah, you're right. I don't mean he should swear. I mean, Kenegde Kamin. So that's a shvur es hanoitlen. A shvur es hanoitlen, which is a shvur der Rabbonon, but since you're a neutral, you also need a Nikita's chayfet. A shvur es hanoitlen needs a Nikita's chayfet. You have to hold the sefer Torah. So the Gemara asked, ooh, so you mean a shvur es hanoitlen, so hashto, now that you say you're talking about a shvur es hanoitlen, why do you have to come on to Rav Chia? Als Rav Nachman, you also, there's a shvur es hanoitlen with a sefer Torah. That means, till now, I understood that the Nitva swears. So I understood very well that you were saying, according to Rav Chia, swear Shvur Deraisa, which is what Nikita Schreiber. I understood you. You didn't go to Rav Nachman. You wanted to say, I'll be a Shvur Deraisa, and I'll swear with Nikita Schreiber. I understand you perfectly. But then I asked you, he can't swear. So there has to be a Shvur Sanoitlam. So that's, he said, yeah, I mean a shvuah sanoitlam. So if it's a shvuah sanoitlam, every shvuah sanoitlam needs a nekita schayfet. So if a zoi, so why did you have to start chapting in misal drabchia? There's a shvuah sanoitlam al tzram nachman. That was the best. Hash the name. Now that you said it's a shvuah sanoitlam, so why do you need drabchia? The curious lesson of drabchia. Hash the name mit drab nachman, there's a shvuah sanoitlam. So he said, no. Rav Nachman said, takanta lo yamdi. That, taima. Afilu yisa lida Rav Chia. Afilu you say, we hold like Rav Chia, lo yamishta ba'oche. He still won't swear. Ta'asidu alei da'ocho trei minay. Because the Edom, this, here the two Edom said that he ate trei. The Gemara asked before, when we made a Tadashova, of Eidecho the Piv, so the Gemara says, Mala Tadashova Vem Shekain Le Huchse Kafren, Toi Mahoche the Huchse Kafren Ke the Poich Leel. When the Gemara was in the midst of the Limud of Rav Chia, the Gemara came to the Hachloto, I learn now from Piv Eidecho, the Gemara says at a Matat, Moses says, I have a pircha on the ma'atzad. Ma'a lepi ve'decha, shekein lehuz de kafren. Toymar and rabchi yetuz de kafren. So, ma'amela, you can't learn out. You can't learn out one from the other. So, the Gemara says, no, a kaifa be'mil v'koshel, ey, this is the mutika m'shtamad, he's not a huz de kafren. So, ma'amela, you can't learn out. But, here we're talking about a case of Pikodin, that he is a Husekafen, that he stole. So Bechlad is no Shvua of Rav Chia. Now I have a Pirch on the Ma'atzad. V'shem yeshloi ma'ache shalomat shiyesh Shvua bado seidim b'milve, v'yatein l'chalik b'milve l'pikodin. That means the etzem limud of that there's such a Shvua of a Ma'atz, of a do seidim. There I needed a limud from a matzad, and I had a pilche, male pivei dechot, shken lehus the kafra. But the minute that I was mevar that there is such a shvue Aber do seidem, now I don't differentiate between milva and pekodin, and so the shvu is applicable by pekodin. Also, the mele, so there's no such pirch. Shekenegdoi kamino. So now the Gemara said that Rabbi Zeira said, I don't mean that the Roya should swear, I mean that the Balabama should swear. Vektoisves amirdike kashe. Vim toima maishna de bechosho dala shvue shekenegdoi nishbabnoito. Why is it that way? And a person who's choshe to swear, the din is kenegdei nishbav noitel. Amayim rine mitoich shen yochel l'shove mishalem, kedom agabi chamshin yedana v'chamshin lo yedana, v'benasre derababe. Now, let's just explain one case, and let's elaborate a little on Tosfos Kashe. The din is, if you have a moide b'miktzas, woman comes over to Shimon, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, I'll tell you, 50 I see I borrowed from you. Fine. The other 50, I don't know. I don't know if I borrowed, if I didn't borrow. I don't remember. Fine. So the din is that if he would have said that he didn't borrow, he's mechuyav to swear. That means he's lending him 100. He says, 50 I owe you. The other 50, I don't owe you. So this is a moide b'mixas. He's mechuyav to swear. A shvu is moide b'mixas. He's mechuyev to swear. So, but now, he can't swear, because he says, the other 50, he doesn't know. Maybe he does, or maybe he doesn't. He can't swear. So there's a loche, mitoich sheini yochel l'shova mishal. The din is he has to pay. He has to pay, finished. That's the din. If you're mechuyev to swear, and you can't swear, you pay. That's the din. So, Vaktaisis, Amoyer de Kekasha. Here you have a person who's choshud lishova. He can't swear. He's a gazlan. He can't swear. Here we say, Kinegdoi nishbavenot. Let the other one swear. Vaktaisis, why does the other one have to swear? The din is, if he can't swear, he pays. That's the din. Mitev shen yochel lishova mishalom. Chamshin yodana, vachamshin lo yodana. That's the din. He's mechuyev to swear and he can't swear, he pays. So this person can't swear, he's a choshet, a gazlan. So let him pay, finish. Why is it in shekinek de nishma benoit? So there's two terutim in Tosfos, and we'll see this amoyredike machloikis between these two terutim. V'yeshloime hochi emrine mishalem, if you'll say mishalem, v'shof kisle chai, t'chol oilam yibiyu v'yishvue, v'yidlu kol asher loy. So there's a murdike teretz of Taisa. Taisa is like this. You have a person who is a gazlan. He's a gazlan. Sposolaitis, right? Sposolaitis. This person is a rachmonis. Why is he a rachmonis? That means people, now this person is a normal person. He borrows money from people. Right? He's a gazlan. But he borrows money from people. So let's say this gazlan is going to borrow money from Reuven. Borrow $5 from Reuven. Comes the time to pay up. Reuven comes over. He slaps him to Bezen. Give me back the $10 I lent you. $10? I borrowed $5. No, you borrowed $10. Nope, so I'll come to Bezen. The diner will look, well, the loive is a gazlan. He can't swear. Is mitevshin yochel l'shova mishalim. So the din will be that all the malvis will be able to make easy money in a short amount of time. This person is a gazlan. He can't swear. So I'll be mechayvim ashvuas moide b'miktzis. He owes me $5, so I'll mon $10. And he can't swear, so I'll pay. So therefore, Chazal made a takon in Nebuch for this gazlan. So they said, that's true, he has to pay you, but we want you to swear that he owes you this other $5. Kenegdei nishba v'noito. So the holding of kenegdei nishba v'noito is a takone for the gazlan. That means me'ikar adin yisei mitoich. And he's mechuyev to pay. There's no such thing as kenegdei nishba v'noito. But Chazal had Rachmonis on this And the Chazal had Rachmonis on this Gazlan that he'll lose all his money in no time because he can't swear and he'll be put into Matzovim that will be Mechu Yeshua and Yochel Yeshava. So Chazal said, in these Matzovim, the Allah is that connect the Nishba Benoit. So, Yana doesn't want to swear. So we saved the Gazlan. That's Teretz number one. Va'oit, Teretz number two. The Hosam Omalei, Shvua de Raise Isli Alecha, Oite Shova, Oite Shale. Avulhocha hu barotzen Yeshova, Im nanichenu, Ulakach lo Yeshala. Taisis number two, we'll see there's a very Londish and Machlokes between these two Terutzim. Teretz number two is as follows. The whole concept of mitoich shen yochel leshova mishala means as follows. Tais brought a case of a meida b'mitzvahs. Yen is money him $100. He says, I owe you 50. The other 50, I don't know. So, Pshat is like this. You mechuyev to swear on the other 50. You can't swear. You don't know. Mitoich shen yochel leshova mishala. Right? You can't swear. You pay. By a gazlin, the Gazlan comes, here, this case over here, we had a case of Chia Kamaise, then this Roya, they came that, they said that the Bible says I gave you over 20 behemoths, and Adam say 2 behemoths he ate up. So he mechuyev to swear on the 18 behemoths. He says, fine, give me a Sefer Torah, I'll swear. What's your problem? I'll swear. So I said, no, we won't let you swear. I mean, we don't trust you. No, you don't trust me. That's your headache. But I want to swear. I can swear. So Mamela, Sotaisu says, here, you can't say, Mitoich Sheni Yochel Lishov. This person can swear. He wants to swear. You don't want to let him swear. So that's your parsha. But you can't say, Mitoich Sheni Yochel Lishov and Mishalim by a person who wants to swear. So Mamela, that is why there's a din shekenegdai nishba v'noit. Fine. So there's no din mitoich, there's a din shekenegdai nishba v'noit. So let's elaborate a little on these two terutzim of Taisvis. Let's start from the second terutz. Taisvis says over here that there's no din mitoich because he wants to swear. Hu barotin yeshava im nanichen, he wants to swear. L'chein, l'chein lo yeshava. Frekt Rav Naftali, he asks, he says, what do you mean? He wants to swear. We don't let him swear. The whole purpose of a shvua is to be mavara. That means we have a sofik. The shvua is mavara. This person is a gazlan by profession. This person you can't trust to any two words he says. So much I want to swear. You don't let me swear. You can't swear. The tachlis of shvuah is to be mavara. Your shvuah is not mavara anything. Before the shvuah, after the shvuah, it's the same. So you can't swear. So what's pshat and tais v'staretz? Zot Rav Naftali amoyer dekezach. No. A shvuah is not mavara. A shvuah doesn't prove anything. The halacha is that when there's a chi of shvuah, I can demand you should swear. It's a schus, I can be tevei yeshua. What can I accomplish? Maybe you'll be scared and you won't swear. But when you do swear, that's not mevara anything to bezn. But that schus, the tevei has, I can demand a shvua. The demanding can accomplish something. Maybe you'll get scared and you won't swear and you'll be moider. If you'll swear, so you'll swear. All I have is a schus shvua. Litvoya shvua. Zutrav Naftali, Samamela, the second Teretz of Taisus is very good. So this person says, what do you want for my life? Yefrum. I'll swear. You don't let me swear, so that's your problem. I'll swear, I can't swear. And Mamela, so there's no concept of mitaych. That is the second Teretz of Taisus. The first Teretz of Taisus held L'chayre not like that. The first Teretz of Taisvus held that the concept of a shvu is the shvu has to be mevara. That's the concept of the shvu. So Mamela Agazlan, his shvu is worthless. Before the shvu and after the shvu, it's not, there's no difference. His shvu doesn't mean anything. So he can't swear. So Mamela, Taisvis in the first Teretz holds, it's a din mitoich. So Mina Teir is saying mitoich. Why is it in Kenegdai to say that the people shouldn't pounce on him? The second Teretz holds, the shvu does not have to be Mavara. So Mamela, so the he wants to swear. But let's go one step further. What is this machlokes dependent on? This machlokes is dependent on a big shaila in the Gedolei Achronim. What is pshat achiv shvua? That means all chiyuvei shvua start with a hoichoche, with a ray. That means like this. Amoide b'mitzis, it looks like the teveye is right, the tainach shuve. And Eid Echad, it looks like he's right, and Eid Echad says like him. There is a hoichoche that the Teveya is right. And this hoichoche is the sibbe that the Nitva has to swear. Now, let us clear one shaila. Is this hoichoche strong enough to be Moitzi Momen? That means I have hoichoche. I have a Eichoche. Is this Eichoche strong enough to be Moitzi Momen? Yes or no? There's a big machlokes in this. There's one mahalach, the Eichoche is strong enough to be Moitzi Momen. I have a Eichoche, an Eidechot. My demitzis, that's a Eichoche, you owe money. But you could be Mevara Fakert with a Shvur. That means I have a Eichoche in Bezen, you owe money. And if you won't be Mevara, Rabbi Yid, you have to pay. But if you take a Sefer Torah and you swear, it's not like that. So that's Mevara Keneged Eichoche. That counteracts the Eichoche. If you don't swear, you know why you have to pay? Because I have Eichoche, your money. The din of Mitoich, that is the din of Mitoich. If you, it's irrelevant if you can't swear, if you don't swear. I have a eichoche, you owe money. And eidechot is a eichoche, you owe money. And my debemix is a eichoche, you owe money. Now you owe money. The only way you can patter yourself from money is by proving that you're right. How do you prove you're right? Shvua. A shvua is mevara. The shvua is mevara. You take a sefer Torah in your hand and you swear b'shem Hashem that it's the way you say. That's a birur that you're right. Smell, that's what you put it to pay. This is what the first Teretz of Taisvis held. The first Teretz of Taisvis held that the Heichacha of Shvue, the Heichacha is Heichacha strong enough to be Mechayev Momen, and the only reason that he's potter from Momen is because the Shvue is Mevarer. Keneged the Eichoche. So therefore, Taisvis held a gazlin, who his shvu is not mevara anything, there should be a din of mitoy. That was Taisvis kasha. So why is there a din keneged the nishba v'noito? So Taisvis says, you're right. There should be a din of mitoy. The whole din keneged the nishba v'noito, that Chazal were afraid everyone will pounce on this gazlin, they'll take away all his money. So he said, keneged the nishba v'noito. That is the first Mahalach in Taisvis. The second Mahalach in Taisvis is as follows. The Heichoche of an Eid Echot, the Heichoche of a Moide B'mitzis is not a Heichoche to be Mechayiv Momen. It seems that the Tevei is right, but it's not a Heichoche to be Mechayiv Momen. It's a Heichoche to be Mechayiv Ashvur. I have a right to Fodor Ashvur. I don't have a Eichoche to be Mechayiv Momen. I have a Eichoche Mechayiv Shvua. But there is a din. If you don't want to swear, then you have to pay. But not that I have proof that you owe money. I have no proof whatsoever. But I have proof that you have to swear. If you won't swear, then you have to pay. So the din Tashlumim is because you didn't swear. If you learn the second way, so the Shvua is not coming to be Mevara Keneged the Eichoche. There's no Eichoche whatsoever that says that I owe money. I don't owe any money. I only have Eichoche, I should swear. So Memele, But the Shvuah does not have to prove anything. So the second Teretz of Tosfos holds, that the Oichoche that's Machayev Shvuah is not a Oichoche that is Machayev Moment. It's only a Oichoche that is Machayev Shvuah. And the Shvuah is not necessary for the Shvuah to be Mevarer anything. So therefore Tosfos says that Gazlan can also swear. You don't have any raya that he owes money. You only have aschus litvaya mimenu lishova. You can demand he should swear. So if that's all that you possess, a right to father a shvuah, so a gazlan says, well, I'll swear. You don't want to let me swear. That's your problem. I'm mukhan to swear. So therefore, Tosfos holds, so there's no din of mitoich by a gazlan. Because the gazlan is mukham to swear. So therefore, Taisa said, that's why there's a din of shekenegdei nishba v'noitul.